All right. Also, we've got MS Ride coming up this weekend. You're not going to believe this. Things always get bigger and better. And they always say that they're bigger and better in Texas. But this is really interesting. The MS Society has this MS Ride, and it's for fundraising and awareness. And we've got one of the fundraisers that's involved in the event. His name is Mel McCree, working with the MS Society. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, first of all, okay, Mel, you are the tennis pro out at Lubbock Country Club.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you walk in, it kind of looks like Rod Laver, I'm thinking. And then I didn't even know that he was a tennis player.
A
tennis guy. I was just like, you're very Laverish. And he goes, well, I teach tennis out at Lubbock Country Club. Oh, really? But not only are you a tennis pro, you're a biking enthusiast. And tell us about this ride, the MS ride. This is, I don't know. This is not something I'm not sure that I would embark on. This is crazy good, but tell us.
This weekend, I'm part of the Kearney Men. That's the cycling team that I'm on. We've been together since 2004. I've only been on the team since 2012. Our team has raised almost $700,000. Hopefully we'll reach that mark by the end of the year. On the 19th and 20th, we will ride from Midland, Texas to Big Spring, 75 miles. And then day two, we'll ride from Big Spring to Post, another 75 miles.
Wow. So day one is 75 miles.
Yeah, we take the back
roads. I thought you were going to say the whole thing was like 75 miles. So, but that's just day one.
Yeah, 150 total.
Nice.
You get out there. What do you do for a warm-up? Do you get out there like 2 hours before you start biking and, you know, throw your shoulders back, bend over, touch your toes, stretch, crack your knuckles? What do you do?
I'll probably be waking up 2 hours before the ride. We start at 7 a.m., so it's a pretty bright and early day. Nice and cool, and we ride a little bit easy for the first 5 miles as a group, and then we let them go. I'm part of the slow group, so I won't be out there going too fast.
So what all do you take with you? I mean, are there vehicles that follow with all the gear, or does everybody have to take their own stuff with them on their bikes?
As a team, we have a support crew. We call them the Kearney Chicks. Most of it's our wives, and they drive our cars behind us, and they carry, you know, spare tubes if we get flats. We don't like to say that word. We call it the F word.
Yeah, I guess it is on a bike.
Yeah, and any other items that we'd need, like water, Gatorade.
Mm-hmm. And then you sort of spend the night somewhere along the way.
Yeah, as a team, we stay at the La Quinta in Big Spring. Uh-huh. We like to have a pretty good time while we're there, so we stay. Everybody else stays at the school for the deaf and the blind. They don't allow adult
beverages.
But
not the Kearney
men. They don't let the Kearney men in, huh?
Well, they don't allow adult beverages, and so we refuse.
Oh, there you go.
That's part of our deal.
Yeah, you know, here it is. You know, I'm thinking the guy's a health nut.
I know. Adult beverages, and then you have to get up early and ride the next morning?
There's nothing better than a cold beer after a 75-mile ride.
You guys are tough.
Well, they say the nutrients, and I guess we can ask Jennifer Gorman. She's the registered dietitian at United Family Stores. Does that replenish your body? I mean, does beer have good nutrients in it?
She's shaking her head. No.
It has carbs. It has carbs.
It does have carbs.
Okay. All right. I got to ask you, where'd you guys get the name the Kearney Men?
The two guys that started the team, Griff and Hunter Jaggard, they live in Houston. Griff has MS. They were going to school at Tech at the time. Cross Canadian Ragweed was the big band. They have a song called The Kearney Men. That's where it came from.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tell us about MS and what a debilitating disease that is.
It's an autoimmune disease that attacks the myelin sheath, that surrounds your nerves. So it's a central nervous disease. It attacks it, erodes it, and it starts to affect you. Some people have tingling and numbing in their hands. Some people have slurred speech, that sort of stuff. But there's no cure, and that's why we ride. We ride every year, and we will ride every year until there's a cure.
Wow, and your team alone has raised almost $700,000 over the past few years. That's
since 2004.
And does that money go for research, supporting patients?
It goes to research. It goes to, I think 22% goes directly to research. I think 57%, if I'm correct, goes to the programs that go directly to supporting people who live with MS. Which that's a big part. Just helping them on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
That's what the MS Society does.
Hey, Laura, I did want to give a shout out to one of our show partners who is deeply involved with this in supporting at Rager Dykes Auto Group, Bart Rager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been a big part. Yeah. I think he's the official car dealer sponsor for the next 2 years.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so anyway.
Now, if someone did not want to ride but wanted to donate money, can they go to a website to do that? Or
we have our own website. You could probably just Google Carneyman MS150. It'll take you to our website.
How do you spell Carneyman?
Carneyman.
Okay.
Okay.
Carneyman 150.
You can make a donation. Is it too late to sign up to ride?
It's not too late. I think they'll even let you sign up the day you get there, but there's a minimum of $250 that you have to raise to be eligible to ride.
Okay.
Now, I would assume that when you turn people loose, the people that this is a race or a ride or both. I mean, some people make a race out of it.
Some people are going to race. I'm going to ride. I just want to get to the finish line.
Well, this is not something where, you know, my next door neighbor's Uncle Bill's going to get on a Schwinn 3-speed and take off. I mean, I would think if you drive a 150-mile ride, I mean, all these people are pretty seasoned, aren't they?
We have a few people that are relatively new.
For instance?
Terry Furman of KLBK joined the team Friday.
Oh,
and
good.
Hasn't ridden a bike for years.
Wow. Yeah.
And she's going to do it.
Aww.
The good news is we have a SAG vehicle. SAG stands for Support and Gear.
Okay.
In other words,
that would be the one I would be on.
It's got a big flatbed on the rear, so they can just kind of pick you up with a forklift and drop you down easy.
Yeah, and so if she's lagging behind or gets tired, they can pick her up and move her to the next rest stop. It's very well supported. They have rest stops every 10 to 12 miles.
MS Ride.
Okay, because that's a big deal because you don't want to be left behind.
No.
Right.
Hey, when do you guys actually start and where?
We start in Midland, 7 a.m. at the Apache Corporation headquarters, Midland, Texas.